Hello everyone, welcome to my talk. Today I'm going to talk about foreign function and memory API in Java and the state of FFI in general. So my name is Deepu K. Shashidharan. I'm the co-lead of JHipster. I also created a nifty dashboard called K-Dash for Kubernetes. I also created the JDL studio for JHipster, and I work on a bunch of other open source projects. I'm an open source aficionado and a polyglot developer. I work as a developer advocate at Okta with a focus on DevOps. I also publish frequently about languages and tech on my blog. You can find it on deepu.tech. Please do follow me on Twitter if you are interested in my content. I have written a book about JHipster. If you like this talk, you might like the book as well. So let's see, what is a foreign function interface? A foreign function interface is the ability to call functions or routines written in one programming language from another. So this is generally used to access native functions or programs on the host OS. Most languages provide this feature out of the box in some forms. It is also known by different names in different languages. Most languages use the C++ calling conventions for FFI and natively support calling C++ functions, especially C functions, which means any language that can that has C interop can also kind of work, because you can generate C headers from those programs and you can then call them. So basically, you call routines from another program regardless of the language. So most modern languages provide this feature in intuitive ways. Like, for example, Golang, Rust, they all provide very intuitive ways to work with foreign functions. The term originated from Common Lisp. The term FFI originated from Common Lisp. So in Java, we don't call it FFI. And similarly, I think in some other languages there are some different terminologies, but the most commonly known terminology is FFI. And most languages they default to C++ calling conventions, as I mentioned. Back in the days, like previously, right? Or maybe 5-10 years ago, most of the use cases for FFI were around interacting with legacy applications and accessing host OS features or native libraries, stuff like that. But these days, FFI is becoming more and more necessary, especially with the advent of machine learning, deep learning, GPU processing and stuff like that. So these days we use FFI to interact with legacy applications, of course, to access features not available in the language that you are working on, to use native libraries, to access functions or programs on the host OS, and newer approaches like GPU and CPU offloading. Like, for example, if you want to work with programs like CUDA, OpenCL, OpenGL, Vulkan, DirectX. So the CUDA and OpenCL are CPU offloading applications, whereas OpenGL, Vulkan, DirectX are GPU programs that you might want to have direct access to. Then there is also multi-precision arithmetic, matrix multiplications. These kind of things are much more efficient when done in a native language, and they are much more performant when accessed in a native language. Then there is deep learning with TensorFlow, CUDNN, BLAS, etc. There are also use cases like using a specific program or library written in a native language, like OpenSSL, V8, the V8 engine from Node.js or Chrome, SQLite, or integrating a Python interpreter in your application, etc. So there are many more use cases for FFI these days. First, let us look at the brief history of foreign functions in Java. The standard for FFI in Java for a long time is JNI. which is Java native interfaces. And honestly, it's notorious for being problematic. If you're used to other languages like Rust, Go, or Python, you will probably know how easy and intuitive it is to use FFI in them. And that leaves something to be desired in the Java world because of how convoluted and how complex it is to use JNI. Even to do a small native call using JNI, you'd have to do a considerable amount of work, and it could still go wrong and end up being a security issue for the app. The main issues with JNI is its complexity to use and the need to write C bridge code manually. This could lead to unsafe code and pose security risks. It can also cause performance overhead in some situations because you'd have to write native code, and we all know the performance and safety of native code is as good as the programmer who is writing it, because there is no inherent fail safes again, writing memory unsafe code, and performance of course means you have to write performant code in the first place. The performance and memory safety of